the first British-Irish intergovernmental conference in more than 2 years at Dublin Castle today. The ongoing political instability at Stormont and continuing disagreements over the Northern Ireland Protocol will top the agenda. We're joined now by our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Why so long, Vincent?
A number of factors. I mean, the last one was back in May 2019. There, one had been scheduled in November 2019, but then the British general election got in the way. And since then, COVID restrictions have made it impossible to convene. Now, the Irish government in particular had wanted a meeting like this for some time, so it was agreed last month, because I think Dublin was concerned that, as far as it was concerned, the British government was disengaging from Northern Ireland and certainly wasn't paying as much attention as it should have been. So I think that today they'll be put on as much pressure as possible to get them re-engaged.
So tell us about who's going to be there and what are relationships like between the two governments?
Relations are improving, let's say. I don't think they were good for, a period of months when, as I say, Dublin certainly felt that the Northern Ireland officer and the Secretary of State, Brandon Lewis, wasn't as engaged as his predecessor, Julian Smith, had been. But the pace has changed in recent weeks. There was a feeling last week that both governments had secured a breakthrough with that deal. The British government agreed to introduce Irish language legislation that secured Sinn Féin's agreement to go back into government with the DUP. While the British government was involved in negotiations, Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney was kept informed of progress at regular intervals and had some input. But of course, that is unravel now, because they thought they'd averted a crisis. What they couldn't foresee was an internal revolt against DUP leader Edwin Poots. This ousted him from office. It's going to usher in a new DUP leader. So they're going to have to try to square that circle as to how they get Jeffrey Donaldson back on board, how they get the DUP back into government with Sinn Féin. So relations are going to have to be good. But they were soured a little bit last month. Remember, Brandon Lewis went to Dublin and met Simon Coveney, and hours later, the British government announced that they planned to ban the prosecutions of former soldiers questioned or suspected of killings in the Troubles in Northern Ireland. And that hurt, I think, and surprised the Irish government, because from what we can gather, there was no advance notice given by Brandon Lewis to Simon Coveney they were going to do that. There was quite a backlash afterwards. The Irish government said they would oppose any such move by Boris Johnson. So I think there'll be a bit of repairing of bridges going on today as well, because certainly the Irish government felt that they were blindsided by that announcement.
As you said, it's 2 years since they met, and a lot has changed in the meantime. What difference has COVID made to British-Irish relations?
I think certainly today COVID is going to be high on the agenda. It's forcing them to work more closely together. There have been disagreements over common travel area through access, through travellers from Great Britain into Dublin, having to quarantine, having to fill in their passenger locator forms. There have been claims from the Stormont administration that those passenger locator forms have not been shared properly. So there have been issues there. The big issue now, of course, is this increased concern over the Delta variant and what that might do, because it's more widespread in Northern Ireland now. More than half the cases in Northern Ireland are down to Delta variant. And we've heard a ton of Leo Varadkar expressing concern about the increase in impact that's going to have on plans to open from the 5th of July. So I think today there'll be a lot of focus on how they try to mitigate that variant and work more closely together. But the problem has been, over the past year or so, they've talked a lot about working together, but quite often in practical terms, it hasn't worked out.
Yes, they also have to talk about the protocol variant of Brexit.
Indeed they do, and no meeting of minds there. I mean, we've heard Brandon Lewis as recently as yesterday saying once again the protocol simply is not sustainable and that changes are needed. And interestingly, that followed comments by the outgoing DUP leader Edwin Poots, who told the BBC yesterday he'd been promised some movement on the protocol, that Brandon Lewis had told him major changes on the way. Now, when pressed on the detail, he wouldn't go into any of the detail. But now we hear, of course, from Tony Connolly that the EU may well extend the grace periods on chilled meat by another 3 months. So Jeffrey Donaldson perhaps might try to sell that as some kind of a victory as he goes into the leadership of the DUP, and perhaps use it as a bargaining chip with the British government. But the DUP made it clear that what they see as a temporary fix, a sticking plaster fix, if you like, won't work. They want the permanent fix, whereas the Irish government has been very clear, as far as they're concerned, the protocol is there to stay. They don't mind mitigations and flexibilities, but they say it's there to stay. The DUP and the British government are increasingly saying the protocol has to change dramatically or go. So obviously at loggerheads on that issue as well.
Vincent Kearney in Dublin today, rather. Thank you. It's